Phil Moss, morning to you, mate.
Top of the morning to you, boys. I am feeling fantastic today.
Well, that's great to hear. Now, I don't reckon a lot of Mariners fans would have been feeling fantastic hearing about some of the potential consortiums looking to maybe take over the club and relocate them to either Sydney or even the Gold Coast. What have you made of it all with one of those consortiums being Manchester United?
Yes. Interesting headlines. And just by the way, I'm not feeling fantastic. Liverpool crashed out of the Champions
League.
I just thought if I said that, I'd start to feel that.
I like your attitude, though, anyway, Rossi. Like that.
Placebo effect, Clark.
Yes,
placebo.
I'm all for
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we'll get back to that. But, yeah, look, interesting headlines. Not surprising. It's Groundhog Day in a lot of ways. These headlines keep circling around. The Central Coast Mariners and Mike Charlesworth, I think the timing of them is poor, given the team is doing so well on the pitch. It's a distraction that Alan Stajic and the players and the fans, to be honest, don't really need because, you know, attached to the headline is a relocation, which we've heard plenty of times before, Canberra, North Shore of Sydney, Northern Beaches of Sydney. You can't relocate a club. It's as simple as that. The only chance of relocating with success is that the license gets bought. The Central Coast Mariners brand and everything that went with it is scrapped completely, which would be an extremely sad day for the A-League and for the Central Coast, of course. But you can't relocate a club. It hasn't worked in the past. It won't happen. It won't work in the future.
Yeah, I agree, Mossy. Mate, what about the Matildas? What is this just... you know, players just being a bit rusty, or have they got some serious problems?
I wish I could sugarcoat it, Clarkie,
because
I'm a massive fan of the Matildas, but you can't concede 10 goals in two games. And certainly not, you know, yes, we're up against two top five nations, but we're number seven.
Yep.
Now, if the golfing class between, you know, number two and number five and number seven is 10 goals in two games, then... that's not a good look. So I don't know what happened in camp. Obviously, it was all European-based players as well. So let's not forget that. Most of those players are in great form for their clubs. So I don't know what went wrong. I don't know if it's just rustiness that they haven't been together for a long time. But the signs are not good at all. We've got the Olympics in July. Unlike the men's, it's the women's senior national team that goes to the Olympics in the women's tournament. The men's is an under-23 tournament. Some big red flags there early on for Tony Gustafsson. I can't believe that they took on nations of that calibre, having not touched a ball together for, I think it's 13 months and under a brand new coach. I thought it would have been a smarter ploy to ease your way in and get the players to understand the way you want to play. But they've done it. It's done now. It's history. And a lot of work to do ahead of a massive tournament because this is the golden generation for the Matildas. Make no mistake about it. I don't know what's coming through behind them. But if you don't cash in while you've got a golden generation, then it'll go down in history as a massive failure.
Talking about tournaments, Mossy, the FA Cup semi-finals are on this weekend. Who do you like in both games?
Oh, you know what, Loz, you've caught me on the hop. I haven't even looked. Tell me.
So Chelsea are playing Man City?
Man City.
Man City, just win that. And Leicester City taking on Southampton.
Leicester City.
Beautiful.
No doubt there. Manchester City through to the semi-finals of the Champions League. I was completely focused on that this morning, which is why I didn't look ahead to the weekend. But, Manchester City, I think are really... firming for this Champions League. We know it's the Holy Grail for Pep Guardiola and they've got PSG in the semi-finals, two-legged semi-final. Chelsea take on Real Madrid after they kept a scoreless draw at Anfield this morning to go through on aggregate. But some fantastic semi-final matchups. Real Madrid, Chelsea, PSG, Man City. I'm going to put a little bit of money on Man City to go all the way this season.
Have you got a multi this week?
I have. It's an A-League into EPL. Western Sydney Wanderers into Melbourne City to win the Melbourne Derby, into Arsenal and into Spurs.
Okay, I'm trying to bring it up here. Arsenal are playing Fulham and Spurs are playing Southampton, that four-legger. So Western Sydney, Melbourne City, Arsenal and Tottenham, a four-leg multi courtesy of Mossy, is paying $8.84 with Tab. And Mossy, last night in the A-League, 3-1, Adelaide beating MacArthur FC. Have you ever seen two players play scissor, paper, rock to see who takes a penalty?
Well, no, I haven't. And then the one who wins it thinks twice and gives the ball back to the player that lost the scissor, paper.
Is that what happened? I didn't see that part.
Tommy Urich won the fist off and then took the ball, had a second think about it, and gave it back to Goodwin. And after the game, quite rightly, he said, look, it's about the team. I'd scored a goal in the first half. Craig had had a fantastic game, hadn't scored a goal, so I gave it back to him. So it smacks of a good dressing room, that does. But, Adelaide were very impressive last night. They're on the charge. There's no doubt about it. They moved up to second spot on 29 points, a point behind the Mariners. They're playing a really good brand of football under Cal there.
Good on you, Mossy.
Been great, boys. Take care.